Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, after his kind, after his kind. The emphasis, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, after their kind. Verse 24. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, after his kind. Cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Verse 25. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, after his kind. And cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This morning, the subject is demonstrating divine DNA. Demonstrating divine DNA. The DNA in the body, deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, in the system of a man is what contains the details of who the person is. Demonstrating divine genetics and chromosomes. Now, the law of creation. Now, there are three things I will say quickly before we go into this message. First, the law of creation designed everything to bring forth after their kind. Everything brings forth after his kind. We just read that now. So lions give birth to lions. Eagles give birth to eagles. Pigs give birth to pigs. Goats give birth to goats. And dogs will give birth to dogs. A lion does not struggle to roar because the genetics of roaring is in his system. And eagle does not struggle to soar because the genetics of soaring is in his system. The pig does not go for training in order to swim in the mud because the piggish DNA is in his system. If goats give birth to goats and lions give birth to lions and dogs give birth to dogs, what will God give birth to? Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and in verse 27. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And so God created man to look like him, in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. If a baby goat looks like goat, then man made in the image of God must look like God. Am I speaking to somebody here today? If that does not convince you, in the book of Exodus chapter 7, God used a word that some people might consider sacrilegious. In verse 1, he told Moses, and the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made you a God. have made you a God unto Pharaoh. That God there is small letter G, because there is only one God in heaven. G-O-D, capital letter. He made it small letter because it means to say, I am God, but you are like me. You are not me, but you are like me. He said, I made you a God unto Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Moses, I am your God. You are my prophet. You are Pharaoh's God. And Aaron is your own prophet. What I came here to do is to provoke some divine genetics. What I came here to do today is to activate some divine character, some divine capability that has been inside you for years, and you have been existing in defeat. Psalm 82 and in verse 6, he said, I have said, ye are God. And who are those people? All of you who are children of the Most High. All of you who are children of the Most High. I have said, ye are gods. Everyone that is a child of the Most High is not a normal person. He's a carrier of divine chromosomes. He's a carrier of divine genetics. He's a carrier of divine DNA. I think that was what Peter meant when he said in 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 3 to 4, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of divine chromosomes, you might be partakers of divine genetics, you might be partakers of divine DNA, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, there is something in my life that I must manifest in this conference. This is what we are referring to. The endless expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. We are talking about the demonstration of the genetics of God. The demonstration of the DNA of God. The demonstration of the identifying characteristics of God. Whatever made God God, his people are about to demonstrate. Let's go on a journey. Let's go on a journey. So the first thing I say, by the law of creation, everything was to bring forth after its kind. Secondly, by the law of sowing and reaping, man was designed to demonstrate divine DNA. By the law of sowing and reaping. What do I mean by that? In John chapter 12 and in verse 23, John 12, 23 and 24, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He was talking about his crucifixion and then resurrection. Then he now went and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Father, help us today, because something is about to explode. The owner of the corn said, I need more corn. So what I need to do is to plant the one seed of the corn. If I want to get many corns, I am going to plant one. I need mango, so I plant mango, I get mango. I need orange, so I plant orange, I get orange. I need whatever is it that you need. I need beans, so I plant beans, I get beans. Then the Father in heaven said, I have only one son, but I need many sons. I want to bring many sons into glory. So I want to plant this one. I want to plant this one son. That was why Jesus said, if I don't die, I will be the only one. All all the things you have seen, all the manifestations you have seen, all the signs and the wonders you have seen, I will be the only one. But my father needs more sons. He wants to bring many sons to glory. So he decided to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering. He made me to be planted in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. And resurrection means coming out with many sons, looking like the original son. If you don't look like Christ, it is called crop failure. The farmer lost. If you don't demonstrate the genetics, the chromosomes, the character, the distinguishing characteristics of the Creator, then it is a failure of plantation. And God does not know failure. So I am not failing. And you are not failing. Is God speaking to somebody here? Take your seat. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. He said, for it became for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the author, the captain of their salvation, perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified Jesus and they who are sanctified us, we are all of one. One root, one origin, one demonstration, one destiny. All of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, because they look like him. He is not ashamed to call them brethren, because they have the same result. They have the same manifestation. Is somebody seated here today? If all you came to church is to look for miracle, I am not talking to you. But if you are a rugged man here, a rugged woman here, and you are saying, I am tired of being a shadow of what I am meant to be. I am tired of looking lower than who I am meant to look. Then I am here to announce to you, it is time to demonstrate the DNA of divinity. Something is about to come out. Something is about to happen. A time is going to come shortly when some people look at us and they start running, because they cannot understand the mysteriousness of our operation, of our lives. The full content of our spirits will so explode that the physical component will dwindle, and people will never be able to understand, who is this man? Where is he coming from? How are his operations? I saw a revelation some time ago, and I am waiting for it to happen in the physical. Something happened and I was coming and people started running because of a drastic thing that happened. What is this? They couldn't comprehend. It was a divine operation. It was an operation in the dimensions of the supernatural, the divine level of operation. I am telling you, Paul the apostle, after a particular miracle, the people began to sacrifice. Said, this is not a person. It's a God. After Daniel manifested in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar laid down and demanded that they offer him sacrifice. Meaning, this is not a person. A time is going to come very shortly that people will look at you. They will look at me, look at us, and they will be tempted to think, am I looking at a person? What is this? Beloved, it will happen before Jesus comes. And if you believe it will happen to you, shout yes. Look at your neighbor, say, I want to demonstrate divine DNA. If any pastor is here waiting to get what to preach out of this conference, you wasted your time. In case it is message to preach, you are listening to. We came here for a radicalization. We came here for Ayabagalayala. We came here for something to be so drastic that you are not just going to be talking. You become the message in motion. Your mobile message. Is somebody here? Shout yes! Yes. take your seat. Number three. By the power of one. The power of what? The power of one. Man was designed. Especially the child of God was designed to demonstrate the divine nature. Multiply anything by one, that thing remains what it is. Divide the thing by one. 10 times 1, 10. 10 divided by 1, 10. It's called the power of one. One carries power. It's the power of indivisibility. It's the power of unity, oneness. It's the power of retention, of unification. 10 times 1, that one becomes united with that 10. Look at this. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 to 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? That is God. To us what who believe. According to the working of his mighty power. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And set him at his own right hand. In the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power. And might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Now this is my excitement. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. The church, he is the head. The church is the body, and the church is the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Jesus is your head. You are his body. What is the difference between the head and the rest of the body? Nothing. Can the head be a white man and the body be a black man? Nothing. Every part of a lion has lion cells. If you take a cell from the tail of a lion, you will locate lionic genes. We are the body of Christ. Some of us are eyes, some are ears. Even if you are the toenail, there are divine genetic cells. Mashakopato kalabara. You don't understand what I'm talking about? Anything you ever imagined with Jesus Christ is a possibility in your life. Every department of a giant is massive. The tomb of a giant is not of equal size with normal people. There are giants with 6 fingers. They are giants with 6 toes. When the camel squats, it is still tall. The camel is kneeling down, but it's still taller than normal people. You are born of giants. You are not meant to die as a dwarf. You do not understand what I am talking about. He said, we are his body. Ephesians 4:4-6. He says, there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in the hope, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one baptism, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all, who is through all, and who is inside all. If you understand some things today, you will become a rebel against the devil. A rebel against the elemental forces of life. You will become a rebel against the forces of darkness. One God, one Lord, one Father, who is above all, who is through all, who is in all, and in all. through all and in you all. Why are you walking in timidity when the gracious is inside you? When last did lions start eating grass? Why are you operating like that? Why are you behaving as if you are a chicken to be devoured? Why are you over empowering witches and wizards? Why are you making the devil look so important? Are you hearing me here today? I came here not to preach, but to provoke, like Moses with a rod, to strike the rock and make what the rock carried to come out. There is something you have carried. It is divine genetics. It is divine chromosomes. And it is coming out now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. All that we are saying is that we are just starting. I told you every department of the lion is royal. Every part of the lion has lion cells, genes and chromosomes. No part is less lion than the other. And Jesus Christ told us in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. Concerning you and me, say, hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Whatever he is, so are we. The first Adam was created in the image and likeness of God, and the Bible called him the Son of God. Luke chapter 3 verse 38. That is, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the Son of God. So Adam was not just a creature, but in a sense he was delivered by God in a spiritual genetics. You realize that God took a part of himself and it is breath that is life. When a child is born and is not breathing, case closed. Apart from divine intervention, Adam, the Son of God. And he manifested like the son of his father. Have you ever seen a woman that is so regal with her wedding ring on her hand and just flashy and money smelling everywhere? The question they ask is, whose wife is this? Boy that is very affluent, who is his father? The time has come where the world will not ask who is their father, because they will see that what you are manifesting is of no earthly origin. The Bible calls Jesus the last Adam, because the first Adam manifested a little and failed. Then the last Adam came to rectify what the first Adam could not succeed in. Am I communicating? To make all the children of Adam know that nothing spoiled. Sin, iniquity, caused denaturation. There is not something we call the denaturization of proteins. When you heat egg, something that was colorless becomes white. It was a different protein that was colorless. It was another one that became white. The heat changed the molecular structure. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In the same manner, iniquity changes something in man. And it made that nature to die. Adam denatured the nature of God in man, and Jesus came to renature it. I don't know if I'm speaking above your head. Are you ready at all for something here? He came to renature us back to our nature. That was why the Bible said in John chapter 1 and in verse 18, he said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has come to reveal him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 45. The Bible said, and so it was written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam, a quickening spirit, a life-provoking spirit, a divine nature revitalizing spirit, a revivification spirit, the last Adam. If you understand what I'm telling you, you won't fail another exam all your life. And I'm about to share something with you. Hear me. I want us now to look at the details of the divine genetics that both Adams manifested, the first and the last. What was the divine nature manifested by the two Adams, the first and the last, by Jesus Christ and by Adam? Number one is called supernatural insight or access to supernatural information. Access to supernatural information. Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. God, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Are you following what is happening here? God created his man, and he gave him the first exam. I put my nature inside you, now demonstrate it. So he brought all the animals and he said, do them naming ceremony. He said, this one, you are goat, the way you are shouting, meh. This one, you are lion, the way you are doing, ah. This one, you are elephant. See how fat you are, elephant. My challenge was that this man was talking and doing botany without going to school. Doing zoology without going to school. He had not been formally trained. Yet he was doing something that trained people will not do. That is not my challenge yet. He was calling these animals and did not run out of names. He had an elastic mentality. An elastic. He had a mentality you could stretch without wearing out. The names could not finish. If you know the animal kingdom, let the zoologist tell us the number of species of animals that exist. And he did that at the speed of lightning. And it continued. And it continued. But this was what shocked me. The Bible said, and God brought, look at that, place that scripture on the screen again. And God brought the animals unto Adam to see. Somebody say exam. To see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature. He didn't say that became the name. That became the name. The name God called them before. He brought them to see what he will call them. He has already called them his name. He already knew the name. God knew the names. God created them with names. He only brought them to see. What will you call them? I know what I call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, that
didn't become the name. That what we call the prophetic realm is a normal divine realm. If you look at the Living Bible version, it even made it clear. So the Lord God formed from the soil every kind of animal and bird and brought them to the man to see what he will call them. Let me see, what will you call this one? And whatever he called them, that was their name. It's not a new thing. It was their name. The Amplified also makes it clear that what he said, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every wild beast and living creature of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what will you call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was his name. It's not starting now, it was his name. Mashakatatata. I prophesy a breakout of unusual revelation, a dimension of insight you have never experienced before, into God, into his word. I prophesy the end of confusion. I prophesy the end of frustration. I prophesy the end of misdirection. I prophesy the end of not knowing what to do. Today is a new season. You believe, shout aloud, amen. Place your right hand on your head and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. About you, but we must be tired of guesswork. We must become tired of trial and error. We must become tired of struggling. I told you, a lion does not struggle to roar. So God was examining his boy to see whether he really got what he put in him, and Adam proved that he got it. The manifestations of the sons of God. A new order of prophetic insight, a new order of manifestations of insight, revelation, deep understanding, a new order of manifestation of high mentality, a new order.
Take your seat.
And God said, it's not good for this man to be alone. Let me make him a help meet. And God put him to sleep. God did not tell Adam, it's not good for you to be alone. He told himself, the executive council of divinity. Genesis chapter 2 verse 21. They talked among themselves. And the Lord, alright. Before then he said, it is not good from verse 18. It's not good that the man should be alone. Let us, that is the council, make him a helpmeet. Let us. And then that verse 21 now. Nobody has told Adam anything. Come. Alright, let me do something with somebody who is married. Somebody who is near his wife. Volunteer. Yeah. Pastor, you want to come? Mama, come. Alright. Very, very simple. This is Adam and this is Eve. And they are going to manifest so strong today. And God, after he talked with him, with his counsel, and they have decided what to do, he came to meet the man, didn't tell him anything. He took him to one corner. Sit down, sir. Him to sleep. Anesthesia. He's about to do a cardiothoracic surgery to remove a rib, a thoracoplasty. He took one rib from him, manufactured it into a woman and stood the man up. And God didn't say anything. Go and meet him. God didn't say anything. The man opened his eyes and connected with divine antenna. This is bone of my bone. He even knew what happened. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. You are seeing a human being, you are calling it bone. Bless her. Are you just standing and looking like that? The man woke up, no tutorial, no examination, no lecture. Wake up. Show it. This is bone. And the rib, and that and said, this is now bone of my, how you know? Flesh of my flesh. Now see this. She shall be called woman, and he's even giving all the reason. Telling God, because he was taken out of me. Look at your neighbor, say, I am waking up. I am waking up. Say, that is my nature. That is my nature. That is my realm. That is my destiny. I am waking up. Everybody stand up on your feet where you are. I told us yesterday, I said the time has come where the prophet need to tell the government where the terrorist is. Go to street number so and so. Go to house number so, you meet them there. Listen, we will not postpone this manifestation. It is starting now. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. We have seen it here and there. We call it word of knowledge. We call it prophetic. We have seen it here and there. But in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see visions. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream visions. I am going to do something that is going to escalate. Am I communicating at all? We have seen it here and there. But what God is saying is, it should be natural. There was a man in the days of the healing revival. If he saw me, he would say, Dr. Paul, how are you doing? We are meeting for the first time. How is Deborah and Daniela and Destiny and Paul Daniel? And your wife Becky, is she okay? We are meeting for the first time. I want to let you know that it happened before. There are people who step into it here and there. But beloved, that is our realm. The heaven must hold him until the times of the restitution of all things, the restoration of all things. That is our realm. When you are about to pay money and you know this man is a thief, this is a fraudster. When you are about to step into a vehicle and you know you are not meant to travel, time has come when you are about to sign a document and you realize you are not meant to sign this document. Am I speaking to somebody here? The time has come where you begin to prophetically receive revelations about business investments. In the dream, it burst up upon you. Where you are meant to go for ministry and missions. Where the field is right. That is our realm. I told myself, I said, after this service, I will give this message myself, and eat it again and again until I regurgitate it effortlessly, until it flows effortlessly. You see, many times we have limited God because we limited revelation, we limited the light. We know what is
what is real in reality. But maybe you haven't stepped into that realm yet. No. The truth of scripture must be taught. And that is the truth. Supernatural insight. Supernatural light. This, the last Adam saw Nathanael and said, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no God. Nobody had talked to him yet. He saw the woman married 6 times or with men 6 times, and he said, you have had five men, husbands, and the one you are with now is not even your husband. The woman said, wait a minute. Who am I dealing with? The Bible said, and Jesus, knowing their thought, you better not think of evil around him. He will penetrate. He said, why are you thinking evil? Why are you thinking like this? Which one is better? To say your sins be forgiven, you know? Why are you thinking? He was reading their thought. You see, the reason why occultic people are flourishing is because the church left the original. While the palm readers and the tarot card users and all this, the stargazers and all of them, while they are just doing all they are doing and trying to complicate people's lives, is because we are not in our realm. But we are in the manifestation of the sons of God. And one of our major manifestations is supernatural insight, revelation beyond education. Did you hear that? Revelation beyond education. What you didn't learn, you didn't hear, you were not taught, you knew. Take your seat. Number 2. I don't have the time to tell you now. John chapter 6 verse 5 and 6 told us about Jesus knowing what to do. When we get bread, he knew what to do to multiply the bread. In John chapter 8 verse 5 to 9, a woman was caught in adultery and they came to tempt him. Should we stone her? They said the woman was caught in the very act. And he looked at them and saw their hypocrisy and stupidity and mumulity. He looked at them, he saw all of it. Because they said this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Where is the man? Woman commit adultery with herself. Where is the man? And in all understanding, the man was among them. In all understanding. Yes, because it was a setup they organized. It's one of the Pharisees. They said, let them trap the man. So I will go to this woman's house and I will just shout something, you will arrive. Then Jesus dropped his head and began to write on the ground. He answered them. Because they said, should we stone him? Stone her? Moses said we should stone her. No answer he will give will be correct. If he says stone her, then they say you are a liar. I thought you said you are a Messiah. Didn't you come to save life? If you say, don't stone her, then they say, everybody stone him. He's against the law of Moses. Say, yes was wrong. No was wrong. Stone her, wrong. Don't stone her, wrong. There is no answer he gave that will be correct. So he bent down his head and began to write down their sins. This one stole yesterday. One drove away his wife. This one is a smoker, a drunkard. When he finished writing, he said to them, now listen, all of you, my answer is neither yes nor no. Anybody that has not sinned before, that is without sin, carry the first stone and stone. Then he continued writing. The Bible said they began to leave. From the elders, that one has been sinning for long. They began to leave from the elders. That one, he remembered many sins from his childhood. One by one. By the burden of their conscience. At the end, he said,
Where are your accusers? Nobody. Neither do I condemn you. My only counsel is go and sin. Where did that come from? High frequency spiritual antenna. High frequency understanding. Knowing what to do at the nick of time. You will never be trapped anymore after this manifestation. You will never be caught in a trap anymore. You believe it, say louder, amen. Take your seat. I have to rush, really. I have to rush. There is too much to say this morning. The first manifestation or demonstration of divine genetics or chromosome or DNA in both Adams was supernatural insight. Access to supernatural insight. Number two is divine life. And I am not just talking of divine health. Talking about the realm of sicklessness. Did you hear what I just said? Sicklessness. That is the absolute will of God. When God was giving Adam commandment, he didn't tell him what to do when he has headache. He said, in case you have headache, cut this leaf. None. Because headache was not on the schedule. Hypertension was not on schedule. Diabetes was not on schedule. Hear me. What amazed me was that even though Adam fell into sin, he still lived for almost 1,000 years. Genesis chapter 5 verse 5. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. And he died. If he didn't sin, how long would he have lived? What was injected into his body by divinity at creation was too tangible for him to die in a hurry. Jesus Christ crisscrossed the whole of Israel on foot. He didn't complain of headache one day. He preached 3 days non-stop. When was the last time you preached a 72 hours message? Some of us only after 2 days of preaching say, man, I need some holiday. 72 hours non-stop. How did I know? He told his disciples, these people have been with me for 3 days in one place. Matthew 15:32. They have been. He called his disciples and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days. That is both him and them. 3 nights, no sleep. 3 days, no sleep. On the same spot, they have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting. In case they faint on the road. I'm not bothering about myself. It's their fainting that my fainting does not exist. In case they break down on the road, let's give them something to eat. As for me, I could be here for 7 days. Himself has not eaten. Himself has not drunk. And when they broke the bread and multiplied the food, he didn't test it. He didn't test it. Who is God speaking to here? Anything that is called a weakness in your body, anything that is called a sickness in your body, anything that is called a diagnosis in your body, today it dies forever by the manifestation of the nature of divinity. It dies forever. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. Lift your eyes and say, I am a possessor of divine DNA, and I must manifest this nature in my generation. Take your seat. Are you ready for number three?
It is called fearless authority.
When was the last time you and Snake fellowship together? Eve was talking with Snake and was not afraid.
Adam named the lions and the lion didn't roar.
He walked in and out of animals you will call dangerous animals, unhurt, unscratched.
How many of you know that the first appearance of fear in the Bible was when Adam and Eve fell?
Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid." Where? From where? Where did fear come from?
Sin. Fearless authority. Jesus walked in that realm. For him, the day and the night were equal. By 4 a.m., he was walking on the water. Inside the storm, he was asleep. When they woke him, he said, "Peace, full stop." They said, "This road has been blocked." Why? A madman has been living here for donkey years. He blocked the road. No man can pass there. They call him the madman of Gadara. Jesus said, "I have already passed. No man can pass there, I have passed." He told his disciples, "Let's go." They said, "Where are you going, sir?" Said, "This road." "Which road?" "This one." "Are you aware that the road is blocked?" "Madman, road block." Said, "No man may pass that way." He said, "I have passed." I can imagine Thomas at the tail end of the line. And everybody is going. The moment the madman saw him, he came and lay down flat.
"Thou son of David, have you come to torment us before time?"
And he did not ask him, "What is your challenge?" He said, "Go." One word, G-O. And the demons entered into 2,000 pigs. That is to show you the capacity of the human spirit. What a man could carry took 2,000 pigs to accommodate it. He carried it and stood. Pigs, 2,000, drowned.
I love that man of Galilee. He has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and set the Holy Ghost in me. I love that man.
Take your seat. Herod was a notorious killer. He killed James, beheaded him. Took Peter, they prayed. He couldn't kill Peter. One day they told Jesus, "Herod is looking for you." Luke chapter 13 verse 31. "Herod is looking for you." The same day, there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, "Get out of here. Depart hence. For Herod will kill you. We just heard that he has planned to kill thee." And he said unto them, "Go and tell that fox." What? Like they say, terrorist is looking. They go and tell that fox, "Behold, I cast out devils and do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected." Tell the dog that I'm not in his class. "And no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up." Tell the dog. Today, anything that is a trace of timidity, anything that is a trace of fear in
in your life, in your destiny, in your ministry, it shall die. It is cursed.
People, the aim of this preaching is to show you the you that you have not been yet, that you must be now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. One day, Papa Yereko, when they were in the heat of the city of persecution in those days, they came to him and they said, our authority said you cannot meet here. He said, go and tell them that we are meeting here. And everybody involved in the plan, I give you 10 days to die. The man said, I'm sorry. They only sent me. I was not the one who made. Mary Slessor, a woman missionary to Calabar in Nigeria, was walking in the jungles of Africa at that time and ran into a lion. Woman. She stopped. The lion stopped. And she looked at the lion and said, move here. The lion looked up and down and said, who is talking to me like this? The woman looked again and said, I said in the name of Jesus, move off. And the lion moved. If there is any woman here, I'm here to tell you, there is no female Holy Spirit. The power of God does not know man or woman. It belongs to all of us. Somebody shout fire! Hear that woman there? We need to come to a point of absolute ruggedity, absolute ferocity, absolute brutality in the realm of the spirit. The way we were created, we have to start it now. Take your seat. Daisy Osborne, the wife of T.L. Osborne, went down to South America and saw a native doctor, a herbalist, a witch doctor, with a massive serpent on his neck. And he was hypnotizing everybody. And this woman came to preach. And he went to the native doctor and said, give me that snake. The man looked at the woman. Said, what kind of woman is this? With this kind of audacity. She said, give me the snake. She drew the snake from the man's neck. Drew it out. And it became a stick in her hand. A stick in her hand. Give me that snake. She destroyed the powers of witchcraft there. And the community was turned to the Lord. Because. Between now and this time next year, everything you fear shall fear you. Everything you run away from shall run away from you. Everywhere you were weak and timid, you will be strong and audacious. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. The Lord showed us many mantles on this altar in this conference. And I'd like you to get ready because some things are about to happen. Is somebody here today? I read about an Indian revivalist, pure holy man of God. He went to the bush to pray one day, laid down, and all of a sudden a lion rose out of the bush. He looked at it and said, get out of here. Shut up, Akalabrato Shokobe. The thing ran out of the place. I'd like you to walk to seven people. Tell
I am ready to catch fire. 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 That is why it's called Fire Conference. We are about to oppress herbalists and native doctors and ritualists and satanic powers and the powers of witchcraft and the powers of wizards and the powers of witches. Yeah! Hey! In the name of Jesus,
a change of heart is possible. The Bible said God gave Saul another heart. So before you leave here, your vegetable heart can be transformed into a lion heart. A heart transplant that will make you torment tormentors and persecute persecutors. Take your seat. We have so much to say, but I think I might reserve something tomorrow. Mashatoko prakata kalabara. Mashakalabara bada bada bada. Go and tell that fox. Mashatata. Very soon, idol altars shall catch fire in your community. Very soon, the witches will look for another headquarter. If you believe that, say it louder. Amen. All right, let us go on. Access to supernatural insight. Divine life, fearless authority. Number four, effortless, ceaseless supply. The realm where need does not exist. Adam never prayed, never begged, or fasted for what to eat. He never prayed for what to eat, never begged for what to eat, never fasted for what to eat. And he was in the bush all alone. He dwelt in the realm of the inexhaustible. Adam was not walking for what to eat. What to eat was available before he walked. What was he walking for? The release of potential. The sharpening of mentality. Is God speaking to somebody here? In the Garden of Eden, there was gold. Genesis 2:11 to 12. There was onyx, precious stones. There was all manner of things embedded in that garden. God put man in the garden, not in the wilderness. God put man, he created in the garden, not in the desert. You were not designed for desert existence. You were not designed for bankruptcy and empty-handedness. No pastor, no ministry here is meant to do any gimmick before you get money for ministry. Is God speaking to somebody here today? Adam. Adam walked in that realm. What about Jesus Christ? His own was too much. Multiplied loaves like water. He populated a bankrupt lake. Everything rallied in his direction. Anywhere he is found, anything that was not there will arrive. He had a magnetic compelling force for resources. Peter said, there is no fish in this lake. He said, not when I'm here. While I was absent, there could be no fish, but I am here. Launch your net into the deep, and all the fishes advertise to each other from the Mississippi River to the Ohio River to the Benue River to the Niger River. to the Volta River,
to all the rivers in Brazil and South America, and said, fish,
there is a revival in Lake Gennesaret.
That is where to be now.
He caught fishes. The net break. He told Peter, let down your nets. Peter let down the net. And the net broke. Only one. He told him nets. Because he knew what is about to come. He let down only one net. And the net broke. I'm sure that was why he said many years later, silver and gold I had none. Because if he let down all the nets, there should have been silver and gold. But we'll leave that for another preaching. Wait. I am talking about Jesus Christ that summoned fish to bring money from his mouth. You have suffered too much. You have looked too needy. He said, go to the junction. A donkey is standing there. From the foundation of the world, no man has ever sat on it. If any man asks you, say, the master on Daje, a Gidibashos God, owner of land, landlord, he has need of it. The question is, what was this thing doing at the junction? It was prepared for the master from the foundation of the world. As you are seated here now, there is a property belonging to you, belonging to the ministry, from the foundation of the world that nobody has ever used. Every kingdom project attracts kingdom budget. That is the truth of the matter. If you are a project of God, you are on the budget of God. If you are a project of God, you are on the budget of God. If the ministry you are running is the project of God, that ministry is on the budget of God. Take your seat. Do you understand? Enough of struggling. Jesus, is it water that is to be turned into wine? Is it the upper room that was furnished? And he said, go. An upper room is furnished. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The man with the red tie, yes, from there, here. Yes, that's right. No, it's coming here. Come. All of you, come up here. I am over here. Pass the center because of the flags. Someone looked at 12 matured men. Married men. You remember he prayed for Peter's mother-in-law. People that had responsibilities. He disconnected Peter from fishing. Disconnected John from fishing. Disconnected Matthew from tax collection. And carried all of them for 3.5 years. Him, his children, his wife, his mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, outlaws, in-laws, in-laws. All of them on his budget. All of you come. Anywhere he slept, they slept. They could not be hungry. You can imagine Thomas saying, I will have to send money to my family tomorrow. So, why not? Take this $1,000. And Peter said, my mother-in-law said that his uncle sent for... Oh my God. God is about to take us to a financial realm. You don't know my greatest challenge yet. He carried all these people. Now when he was talking to the woman of Samaria, they went to town to buy food. You remember who gave them the money?
Not how to beg food to buy. When he told Judas Iscariot, what thou doest, do it quick. The disciples said they thought he asked him to go and buy something or to give something to the poor. That was his realm. Hear me now. All these people were on his budget for 3.5 years. And he didn't have a church where he took offering. So it is possible for ministry to succeed without a regular church base. If God did not call you to be a pastor, don't become a pastor because of money. Are you still hearing what I'm saying? Without a regular giving, but there was supernatural supply. Now, my greatest challenge now is that out of these people, the one he appointed was a thief to be the treasurer. We are talking about a man who knows everybody. So he knew, when he prayed, he knew the one that was the thief and chose him to be the treasurer. Do you know the meaning? I have an unfinishable money. Let the thief handle it. Let's see how he can finish it. While he was stealing, he was aware. Every time Judas told, he was aware. But he was watching. He gave him more money. Is God still speaking to somebody here today? What a supply. I prophesy a mysterious dimension. The kind that people will try to understudy. What is the secret of this man's resources? What is the secret of this kind of money? It is coming your way now. You believe, shout the loudest amen. You believe, shout the loudest amen. Help me shake the hands of 3 people. Tell them, get ready for unusual supply. Give the Lord a praise as you go back to your seat. Congratulations. Congratulations. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am in the realm of supply. In the realm of supply. That cannot be exhausted. I am in that realm of supplies that cannot be exhausted. And because Jesus Christ had to move massively, every time he went, the 12 will follow him, and at times other people will follow him. So he had to travel massively. If you see a man of God that is doing very big work, don't criticize him if he has to travel massively. Am I communicating? Because there are times that different people doing different things may have to. I saw in Mark chapter 4 verse 36, the Bible said that, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. That is, there was one big ship. And there were also with him other little ships. He was not trying to show off anything. Just that it was necessary for those people to go with him. Other ships. If it is today, he would have carried Boeing 747. With order. Is it possible for a poor man to travel like that? Is it possible for a man in shortage to travel like that? Very soon, by the time your crusade team arrives the town, the city will know that something is happening. I'm about to prophesy a prophecy, and I have the audacity to prophesy. If Jesus tarries to come, when we do international fire conference, if he doesn't come on time, you know what is going to happen? The Abuja airport will become an aircraft parking space. And that parking space will become too small. Until we have to look for neighboring airports. Some will land in Jos. Some will land in Kaduna Airport. Some will land in Mina Airport. In fact, we have to create some air spaces. Because the Bible said the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ. If Jesus tarries to come, and you live very long, and you will see what I'm about to say. There are individuals that will buy an aircraft and say, Capro Missions, take this aircraft everywhere you want to drop missionaries, fly with them. Do not mistake God's house of refuge. Full life. How could I forget full life? Full life. Take your aircraft. All the ministries here in every location. Am I speaking to somebody here? If believe it shall happen, shout yes. Supply, supply, supplies, supernatural supplies. A supply that is not tied to what is coming in the offering. I am talking about one person bringing a check as a leading of God. It may not be a member of the church. And that check is heavier than the whole year's income, the whole year's offering. Take your seat. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Have I preached up to 1 hour yet? Because I am out of time, but I'm not out of talk. Can you take just one more? Just one more. Of you will lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I will never be broke another day of my life. I don't have the identity of poverty, of empty-handedness, of wretchedness. I can't manifest it. I am a partaker of the divine nature. There is no scarcity in divinity from today. As I manifest as a son of God, I manifest with resolve. Take your seat. Moshaka. Moshoko prakata kalaba. And finally, then I'll say the one and then we shall be true. It's called supernatural existence. Supernatural existence. What I believe is that Adam spoke and the animals understood. Adam was more than just an ordinary person. Adam to me was a supernatural, is almost a spirit being. He was a spirit being with a cloth of flesh. There were four rivers in Eden. Genesis chapter 2 verse 10 to 11. There was a river that was parted into four. And the Bible said it watered the garden. Again, Genesis chapter 2 verse 10 to 11. It was parted into four heads for the watering of the garden. Question is, the man had no boat and there was no bridge. How did he move from one part of Eden to another? There is only one way he could have moved. The way the last Adam moved on the water. Because there is a unity between the first Adam and the last Adam. They have similarity of characteristics except for the fall. Am I communicating? It looks to me like Adam either walked on water or flew across it.
the fishes, it means he died into the sea. Are you following what I'm saying here today? The man was unusual. And in case you doubt it, then the easiest way to do it is to look at the signal. Now, Eve was talking and the serpent was hearing. They were answering each other. When was the last time you talked to goat and heard? Somebody says supernatural. Now, in case that is a little challenge for you to comprehend, look at Mark chapter 11 verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And then, seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon, and when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves. And for the time of the figs was not yet. I'd like you to note that. He came to the fig tree, if haply he might find something. But leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it. Stop there. He answered. So the tree said something. They were talking. Jesus answered. He didn't say Jesus rebuked the tree. He didn't say he said to the tree, let no man eat fruit from you again. He didn't say he said to the tree. He said he answered. The tree talked and he heard. I may not be able. Since what the tree said was not written, I can only imagine. He came. He saw it with leaves. Thought happily he could find something to eat and found nothing. Then the tree said something and he answered. I think the tree said, I thought you have revelation. How come you didn't know I don't have fruit? It looks to me like the tree began to mock. And Jesus answered. I don't know what has been mocking your destiny. Today we shall answer. And he shall be killed to his roots. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If he was talking to just any careless, he would have said, nobody should eat fruit of this tree anymore. Yeah, he said, nobody shall eat fruit of thee. He's talking to it as an entity. He didn't say, I didn't find fruit to eat on this fruit. On this tree, therefore, forever, this tree, nobody will eat from it. He was talking as if to a personality they were communicating. And he answered and said, nobody shall eat fruit of thee, of thee, of thee, thee. A time is coming shortly, hear me. You will speak and the ministry will hear you. That amen is not a good one. The land where you are doing the work will hear you. The car will hear you. The earth will hear you. The work of your hands will hear you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say it is time to answer. Say it louder, it's time to answer. Say it louder, it's time to answer. Say it loudest, it is time to answer. Take your seat and round off. I want some. somebody to say after me, I refuse to be natural. Very, very shortly. Say it very shortly. Things will be happening through my life, with my life, around my life, and people cannot explain it. In a short while, it shall happen. The sons of God are not meant to be ordinary. The people who work with you in the office, the people who come from the same family with you, should be able to know that something is different. One lady testified here the other day, I think it was Tuesday morning or so, that I came to church on Monday evening, and she was seated outside there. And she said, I passed and something flew out of her. HIV positive for 3 years. She checked and said, that was Monday evening. She perceived that this was this AIDS that left. She checked herself on Tuesday morning, negative twice. We should come to a point where there is something about us that is different. I show you this final scripture and then we shall begin to pray. In the book of John chapter 6 verse 16. John 6, 16 to 21. When the evening was now come, his disciples went down onto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 or 20 or 30 furlongs, that is literally, they were trying to move from here, one side of the sea to the other in the evening. They wanted to move from here to that end. And they started moving. And the wind will not allow them to move. The wind will not allow them to move. They were rowing and toiling and remained like that until they saw Jesus walking to them. Look at that. So when they had rowed about 5 or 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Hear this. They started from here. They were going to that end. Around this place, they couldn't move anymore because of the wind, the storm. And what did they say? The next verse. But he said unto them, it is I. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And gradually, immediately, the ship, the moment he stepped in, the ship left here and landed here. Immediately, both the ship and the content got instantly transported. They had tried, they couldn't reach. Hear me. I read something like that in a book. The man was traveling from Europe, between certain parts of Europe. Let me give you an example. If I'm traveling from here to Makurdi by car, where I should have reached after 1 hour, I saw myself there in 15 minutes at normal speed. Normal. And then I noticed that I arrived Makurdi in 45 minutes instead of 3 hours. Indeed, Philip transported alone. In this case, car was transported. In this case, the ship was transported. My brothers and my sisters, we have come to the time where things must happen that scientists cannot explain. We have come to the time where we'll demonstrate to principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of God. If you believe you are in such a time, stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise.
let that shout be loudest yet.
Remain standing on your feet. I'll just say one or two things while you are there. And the ship landed. You know there is a supernatural dimension that can make you land where you have been struggling to reach. There is a supernatural component that will make you just land where you have been struggling and you could not reach. Immediately, bam, bam. The meaning of this is, it is possible to labor in a land for 30 years and you see some result. But when a massive level of supernatural dimension, I'm not just talking of miracle yet, I'm talking of strange things, that with one blow of the anointing, a land goes, the principalities go scatter under 1 week. 1 week. Under Evan Roberts, within a few weeks, 100,000 people gathered in Wales. Somebody said the difference between a revival and a church program, something like that, paraphrased, is like in a church program, the anointing of God is in the church. In the revival, the presence of God is on the land. The sinner is feeling God in the beer parlor. And the beer loses taste. The prostitute packs out of the prostitution house. Because it's as if she's inside church, as if her prostitution house has become church. The tangible presence is felt there. When that happens, how long do you think it will take for the world to be reached? Beloved, why should we be lions existing like rabbits? Why should we be eagles existing like grasshoppers? The children of Israel say we are grasshoppers. How can we carry such potential? The things I said now are not theories. I didn't preach for revelation's sake. This is reality. This is reality. This is where we belong. I have seen a little, very tiny. I wish I could see it every day, and that's why we are here. And of course, you know that divine character is a major department of divine DNA. The holiness of God. Do you know what that one means? It is absolutely impossible to live and enjoy sin. Absolutely impossible to live in and enjoy sin. Impossible. Except it is not the life of God you carry. If you ever sinned for any reason, you never looked for sin. Sin looked for you. The sinners look for sin. The saints, sin look for them. And yet they overcome it by his mercies and grace. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And this final point seemed to be the key. If only if you can read Romans chapter 1 verse 4. It looks like the key. Because the Bible said that Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power. How? According to the Spirit of holiness. By the resurrection from the dead, he was declared to be the Son of God with power. Sanctification is key to manifestation. Consecration is key to the demonstration of the divine nature. He was declared the Spirit of holiness. Neither is anybody here
who lives, enjoys, thrives, sin. Or you enjoy falling today, confess tomorrow, and come again. Something is absolutely wrong. And in addition to that, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Feel this stuff in your mind. Pick that message. Write whatever you can write down. And not again, not for preaching purpose, but manifestation purpose. Come to the point where what is coming out of your life is fueling your message. I asked the Lord one day, how do I manifest the character of God? He gave me several, showed me a few things, but he said, you come to a point where your thinking is in the realm of God. Your thought is beyond limits. It's not, you are not boxed in the extent of the possibilities in God that you imagine. You are not limited. I have seen in Revelation before, when I saw your text yesterday, I saw clearly a few years ago, again, if Jesus tarries to come, and that has been my vision, that one day 10 million people will be worshipping on one ground. My wife is aware of what I'm saying. On their knees, everybody on their knees, worshipping the King of Kings, and Jehovah will look down from heaven and look at this mammoth crowd, and all of them genuine in worship. And somebody say, I saw so and so revelation. I said, oh, I'm aware of that. And another person, I saw so and so revelation. Said, come to the point where our mind is so stretched that we are ready to take God at his word and be possessed with that spirit of consecration. Ensure that the Lord engraces you to escape the traps of the enemy. There is not one person in this world that has not been tempted, including the master. He was tempted at all points. The difference was, he was without sin. It's possible you have been confronted in different areas. The enemy thought to drown your life and destiny. Step out and stand out. Step out and stand out. Step out and stand out. Lift up your two hands everywhere we are. Shaka pa 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 pa. Shako pa pa la la ba da ba da ba. Makasta pa la la ba da ba da ba da ba. Shoko pra kata ka la la ba da ba da ba da. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Elijah, we must go beyond that status quo. Lift up your hands. Mashata kalala bada bada bada. Shato papa lala bada bada. Within the next 5 minutes to 10 minutes, I want you to not do a desperate prayer. I promise you, we should be through because we have the evening session by 4:30. We should be through in a few minutes time. But I'd like you to lay hold on God. If what the pastor said is true, I want to see it in my life. I want to move to that realm like Adam, where he went to no school and yet he knew everything. I want to. We are a desperate people. We want more. More fire. More revelation. More anointing. More grace. More manifestation.
I've seen the God of wonder walk in miracles. Those with giving talents spoke prophetically. The mountain of Elijah, Paul and Timothy.